Hey, everybody, welcome to Route 616. And tonight you're on one of our special episodes. We're going to start talking about video games, just in case you didn't think we were the biggest dorks you'd ever met already. Right? Our special guest, somehow, our special guest tonight, of course, is Handsome Moira. Say hello, Handsome Moira. And her Pokemon collection in the back. And we're going to talk about video games we love. The next special podcast we do is going to be about Sharknado, and the one after that is going to be about video games we hate.
Look at you. You know the schedule even.
I do. You'd almost think I was actually paying attention to you when you go droning on about Disney Plus. Right.
We are doing an episode about Monster House. I'm putting that up here right now.
We are not fucking doing Monster House, right?
I hate you guys so much. One? Yes.
That scared the shit out of me.
We could do a special episode about why Rob Zombie sucks, but that's about it.
As a director.
As a director.
I will not hear ill of him as a musician.
Yeah, as a musician, he's fine. But as a director, boy needs help.
Yes.
Anyway.
He did one kind of decent horror movie and then a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah. You know what? I think what I want to do here is I want to start this with everybody talking about the first video game they played that they fell in love with.
Holy
Monkey
shit.
Island.
Not their favorite games yet.
Monkey
but what's
Island.
The first game? Oh, okay, Moira, you go first.
Monkey Island.
Why? Like, what?
Because that
about
was
it.
My first video game, and it had good music, and the main character is stupid. He's got one brain cell, and he cursed his wife, and then went, oh, fuck, I gotta fix this, and then fucked up a bunch more times.
Directly correlated is your dad's right. A nerd.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, I heard that.
That's good. You still got your senses working.
Yeah.
Ryan, so you see, Ryan, the game's based around being a fuck-up, so when we get you to play it, it should be right in brand.
Yeah, right up your alleyway, buddy. You should ace this game.
You got to be tarred and feathered at one point.
You do.
Bill,
but it's okay.
Asshole.
You can get it off with chicken grease.
Really? You didn't figure that out?
I love Monkey Island.
Monkey Island is so great.
The new one's so good.
Yeah, I haven't played the new one yet.
He's good.
But yeah, Ryan, have you played Monkey Island?
Never you mind. Know the forget answer we. To that.
Even, yeah, why do we even ask him? Bill, have you played Monkey Island?
Of course.
There
all
you go.
Them?
What ones have you played, Bill?
Yeah, which ones?
All but the newest one.
Nice.
Dad hasn't. No. I bought him two in the first one. He still hasn't played them.
I still haven't played two, to be fair, and I haven't played the new one. But I actually started Monkey Island with the original Monkey Island 1 and then went over to 3. Right, and it's until the day I die, I will love Monkey Island 3 more than any other Monkey Island game.
The Telltale
I found a collection of all of them on Steam on sale one time. And
ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
That was part of one of my failures at college.
Okay, let's leap right over to Bill. What was your first video game that you played that you loved? Ryan, never mind, Ryan. You just sit there and try and think of something that isn't Disney-oriented.
It's going to be Power Wash Simulator for them.
Yeah, it is.
That's not the first one I played that I've
loved. Come on, Bill. No, stop picking on Ryan. That's my job.
Yeah. First one for me would have to be Final Fantasy.
Ooh.
The original
nice
one.
It's
the
choice.
First game
yeah.
I ever beat.
Sweet. Yeah, I remember playing a couple of the Final Fantasy and just absolutely loving them.
Fun fact, I've never played Final Fantasy
game. The great thing about JRPGs is you don't actually have to have good coordination or so to play
you
them.
Don't.
True. True.
You don't.
Very
great.
True. Yeah, Ryan, do you have a first one that you love?
Honestly, it's hard to think of, but I gotta go back to the original Xbox, because that was the first system I really played. I mean, I had Game Boys, but I didn't really enjoy playing anything on those.
Did they have Disney Princess dress up on Xbox?
No.
It's Barbie's Horse Adventure.
Oh, of
that
course.
That's
you
Dan's
know, she dies,
favorite.
And you can throw her off cliffs.
No.
But anyways, no. Like I was saying, there was a few games I enjoyed playing on the original Xbox that I had. Well, still have. It's somewhere around here. Probably Ultimate Spider-Man would be the first one I had the most fun with. solid.
That was a good game.
Solid yep, Marvel solid game. I never
I
finished
think they
it.
Had
I'd
the
always
best
get stuck. But...
or swinging mechanics of any of the Spider-Man up until the new series.
Well, Spider-Man 2, people say, but it's arguable.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've not played Spider-Man 2, really, so I couldn't comment.
Neither have I. That's just probably why I'm picking Ultimate Spider-Man.
Probably, because people say Spider-Man 2 more than... But Ultimate Spider-Man has gotten more credit as years go by.
I was wary of Spider-Man 2 because generally movie tie-in games are terrible.
Yeah.
They are. For example, say Nintendo's Superman.
Oh!
Probably
that's
the worst game
sessions
ever.
From now.
Yes. My first game that I really, really just absolutely fell in love with and couldn't play enough off was Counter-Strike. Right, I played other video games before that, but that was the first one I played that I loved.
What, you were going to say Pong?
No, although Missile Command, I love Missile Command. Mm-hmm. But back then you had to stand up to play video games. You couldn't play them at home.
A technology what? Not revisited until the Wii.
I was going to say, you didn't have a Wii? No.
Well, this is way before the Wii, buddy. But I love Counter-Strike. I liked the fact that they had, sort of these wider open maps than usual. You weren't channeled into a specific course like you were with Sonic and stuff like that. You could run around. You could explore the environment. The environment was not interactive really at all. Unfortunately.
No. Oh, God, and 1.6 had terrible interactivity, but I mean...
It really did.
The
and
variety
the
of levels you could get in it.
Stupid. Oh, the bots were idiots.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it was my... Like, it was a huge stepping stone for me because from there, obviously, I, went to, Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six, Unreal 2004... all that stuff, but Counter-Strike was really the first one that I fell in love with.
Yeah, and I mean, with Counter-Strike, the bots have always been stupid.
And they always will be, I think.
Yeah, they have to turn off the option for them to have sniper rifles because it's impossible to sneak up on them because it's programmed so that they just know where you are.
Yeah. And we actually had that problem with not just Counter-Strike, but a couple of other games.
Yeah,
but
I associate it the most with Counter-Strike because I've got the most hours in it.
There you go. But I mean, that sort of covers the beginnings, but let's go backwards from Power Wash with Ryan. And it's just, what's everybody's favorite? Moira?
I have a list.
Okay, do the list.
Because I can't decide ever.
Oh, yeah. No,
well,
that's fair.
This is a free flow conversation. So.
Yeah, it's got to be.
So we got Destiny and Borderlands at the top.
Okay, of course.
Of course we do.
They're both equal. And then you have Hi-Fi Rush that just came out.
Ooh.
That's number two. That's really good. And then, Pokemon Crystal.
Really?
And then Devil May Cry.
Hmm.
Devil May Cry 2 in particular, I like that one.
That was the best one, I think.
It's so good. And then Wolf Among Us is good. I like that one.
What about Pokemon?
I just said
Pokemon. She said Pokemon.
Well, yeah, but Crystal. What about Pokemon Stadium?
But it's like...
Are we just going to fall into Pokemon talk? Because we can do that.
It's there, but I would be here for hours just listing...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the Pokemon franchise can count as one game.
Yeah.
Well,
I was going
to
mention
it. Of time.
To a point, because Puzzle League is kind of above and beyond just your regular Pokemon.
Yeah, and then the Pokemon Dungeon ones aren't super
great.
They're
not the same.
I don't like them.
My favorites of the ones I've played is X and Y. I like that gen.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
The first one I played, technically the first one I played was Blue. I had it for the Game Boy, but I was a dumb little kid and didn't understand how it worked. So first one I really played was Pokemon Black, and then it was X and Y, and X and Y is the ones that really got me into them.
For me, it was Leaf Green and Fire Red.
Okay, that's fair.
I never
for me,
really got into Pokemon until they re-released the first series with the, or the first games with the upgrades. There was the type split, and so...
Yeah, I for me with Pokemon it was Sapphire and Ruby. Right, I I can remember playing Sapphire with Moira.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were playing Ruby, I think, and I was playing Emerald, maybe.
Yeah, I know. I was Ruby.
Ruby, and I played Sapphire. Like, and it was just something we could do together, right, when she was younger. Yeah. It was one of those fun things you could do.
And then Moira could steal your Pokemon?
Yeah.
And then Moira would steal all my bloody good Pokemon.
At the middle of the night.
Yep.
I'd time
it. She would literally, a little story about Moira, she would literally wake up in the middle of the night, sneak out to the living room, grab my Game Boy, and go back into her room, hide in her room, and she slept in this tent.
Yeah.
Okay. With a big futon inside the tent. And she slept in there, and she would hide in her tent with her stuffed Pokemon, and she would trade Rattatas to me for all my legendaries.
Yeah.
And then the next time I boot up the game to, you know, try and get this or that or the other thing, I'd have a team of Rattatas that I had no memory of.
Yeah.
Next time I run a Nuzlocke.
Why are you laughing?
And get a Rattata, because that's the only reason I'm ever going to have a Rattata on my team, I'm totally naming it something like Dan's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Just
that's
because
cold.
Of that.
That's
little
cold.
Buddies.
Little Dan's
buddies. I mean, it's
buddies.
Better than naming a Magikarp Liverpool FC like I did the last time.
But then it turns into a Gyarados.
You are such a smeghead.
Only if you train it.
Oh, you're just going to keep it? You're just going to... not going to do anything with it?
Me-hee.
Could flop a lot.
Could flop.
Yeah, well, when I evolve, I'm going to kick your ass. Anyway.
I believe
let's
you.
Let's get away from the Rattatas.
As if you have any evolutions left.
Yeah.
Hakuna Rattata.
I mean, there's one.
Yeah, Hakuna Rattata. I actually love that cartoon. I thought that was funny. So, Kim, do you have a personal style of video game you like best, like FPS, platform, whatever? Yeah, somebody leap in on this.
For me, it's either like hardcore simulation games,
okay,
or story-driven stuff.
Fucking lighting a cigarette.
Just like in general. I used to be all about the JRPGs, but they completely basically stopped making real JRPGs and have switched to stuff like Final Fantasy VII, so that's more action.
And
the reason I love JRPGs is it turns out that I actually suck at games that require you to have reflexes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although, strangely, I've beaten the entire Soulsborne series.
That's a good series.
It is.
Some good shit.
Although, I think that one requires patience more than it requires really good reflexes. If you're willing
patterns.
To just take it slow, you don't need to be that good at it.
Yeah, Moira, you want to talk about Nickelodeon games?
Oh, I like those. I don't know. I think my favorite games have a good story. If it doesn't have a good story, I don't care. I'll play any kind of style of the game, but if the story is trash, I will abandon it and walk away.
Kind of like Rob Zombie movies.
Yeah, like, if I don't like it, it's gone.
Sorry, Ryan, you have anything to add to this? You have a particular style you like?
Well,
you know,
my
Disney
class.
Dress up? My princess pony?
My classic response has always been, "I love fighting games," and now, which is still true, but I've gotten more. I love the simulator games more as I've gotten older and wiser. You know.
Yeah. How old are you now? Let's
I'm
compare.
Not,
how
I'm
old
not
are
that
you?
Wise.
You're
younger
you're
than
not
Mara,
that old
is what
either.
I'll tell you.
Well, Dan proves that age and wisdom aren't necessarily correlated.
That's true.
Now, at least I haven't lost my looks.
Mm. Hard to lose what you never had.
Ooh, that's cold.
I mean, you used to have hair.
Dude, you walked right into that one. I had to take the shot.
I so fucking hope Liverpool wins tomorrow. I'm going to be fucking merciless to you two bitches. I really am. I am just going to be so rude.
I'm just not joining the group chat for like a week of that.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Somebody
guaranteed
jump
I'll
on
forget
this.
Like 20 minutes in and walk back in and get roasted.
Okay, so
anybody Moyer's... else play Webkinz?
Yeah.
Moyer did.
I used to love Webkinz. Fun online.
I used to get people. No, what was it? I got Dad to play chess for me, so I could upset little kids and get money.
Yep.
And then their parents would try and, like, you could tell when the parent took over. And it was just Dad versus another parent. And it would just be me like, yeah, I would buy outfits for my zebra.
But to be fair, I mean, there were a lot of games, a lot of video games in our house. Right. When Moira was 3 and 4 years old, she'd sit in my lap while I played Unreal Tournament and then giggle when I get shot.
Fallon.
Yeah, yeah, she was her little hands trying to play on the mouse and everything, right, because she thought it was so much fun.
It is.
And then, as time went on, Moira started playing on her own. And she got pretty, by the time you were, 12, you were absolutely deadly in Unreal. Just deadly.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. That too, but, yeah.
I ate some dirt and I feel weird now. My own fault, really.
Wow.
That came out of nowhere.
I'm just thinking about it. I mean, like, I'm deadly to myself in a way.
Yeah.
I looked at the ground and went, ooh, and Ryan went, don't, and I went, huh?
Yeah, it's...
And I ate it, and now my throat hurts.
Oh, my brain hurts.
We'll know why.
There's some class one parenting going on.
So we've established she might
there.
Not be the best at the game of life.
Oh,
I love these bonus episodes.
But I can, like, I get so good at shooting people, though, in games. I'm so good
She
at
really
that.
Is. She's got a stunning accuracy.
Well, we're on the topic of shooters.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Let's talk about shooters. I've never been the biggest fans of shooters because my friggin' hand-eye coordination sucks. But there has been a few that have stuck out to me. Mainly Destiny 2 is the one I still play.
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
good.
Of course. And then the other ones, the first two Black Ops games, those are the peak of Call of Duty for me. That's when I was into them the most.
Which is funny, because Black Ops 1 was when I tapped on the Call of Duty series.
So good.
I still have the intention of finishing the series, but I just cannot get into that game. I've gotten halfway through it like 4 times and just stopped.
Play the stories.
Did you guys
That's
see?
Why. I tried to actually play the campaign. And just like halfway through, I find it painfully repetitive.
I try and then play half an hour and get bored and go play multiplayer against robots.
Right. So there's Ghost and Soap in the Call of Duty games. And a bunch of like, girls are like, oh, we're going to draw these men kissing. And that started about a 2-month-long war on Reddit of men being like, men don't kiss other men. And that just became more fuel for Ghost and Soap to kiss. So I don't know anything about the new campaign. I just know that Ghost and Soap are kissing. So I don't know why. I don't know.
I mean, anything else. Why not? It's like when the Proud Boys tried to rebrand because everyone was making fun of them for being gay. So they changed their name to Letterman. Led to a whole bunch of leather daddies sending them pictures of
leather daddies.
Guys in leather name tagged Leatherman.
So proud of them, you know.
Yeah, hey,
that was right up there in highlights of my internet career with trolling the convoy with Ram Ranch.
Nice.
People hacked their comms and played Ram Ranch over it.
That's beautiful. I heard.
If you don't know what Ram Ranch is. Do not look up the lyrics.
No. But that's epic. That's
jammed into that
epic.
In a car before.
I'm entirely too ace to listen to that song.
Yeah, same. Can't do it.
It's the only time I've ever tapped on a song.
Can't do it.
Do you have a favorite system, guys? Like, what's your favorite system?
I would say N64, and then I would say probably the PS Vita.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like handheld. I can hide, and it'll be like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Like hiding.
Ryan?
that's a really hard call. I've mainly always stuck with PlayStations. The one that was probably stuck with me the longest and with the best games that I put the most time to would probably be the PS3. The PS2 would be an easy answer, but I was a little kid when I had that. I had some great games on it, but the PS3 is probably the one that I've put the most time with and everything. PS4, love that too. I haven't really had a lot of different systems, to be fair.
Bill?
I just end run around the system discussion by being a PC gamer.
Fair enough.
If I had to pick a system, I'd say it was probably the Xbox 360 because that's the last system I owned.
Okay.
I was so mad one day. Like I had the original Xbox, and Dad was so sweet, and he's like, "I'm surprising you with an Xbox 360. You no longer have an Xbox." And I was like, "Why would you do this?"
Well, you wanted a 360
game, and like I was so sad.
The Nintendo Switch is great too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the Game Boy, the Game Boy Advance. Right, I did. I like that little, just that little handheld Game Boy Advance. I love that. But
that was a great system.
It just was.
Or the 3DS. That's what I was about to mention, the 3DS. Yeah. I just remember that was a
boy.
Thing.
We played that to death. But I love the 64 simply because of the variety of games. You know, because it wasn't just Pokemon or James Bond. Everything included, Beetle Racing, I think, was the first game that Moira had. For the 64?
If we're going to talk systems with good games, the best for me had to be the Super Nintendo.
Yeah? Yeah, SNES?
Golden era of Japanese RPGs.
Okay,
What's that game?
Zelda?
No, there was a horror, it was like one of the first Japanese horror games, and you're in a house, dude had scissors for hands?
Super Mario, no?
That's one of the Silent Hills, I think.
I know it wasn't a Silent Hill. It was like something complete. I forget the name. It was like super old.
Did Edward Scissorhands get a game?
No,
but that's not what she's talking about.
It's a tiny guy with a giant pair of scissors.
I know the game you're talking about. I can't for the life of me place it.
Right? It's tiny. I love that game. But tiny dude with a giant pair. That's all I got. Dumb bitch was like, "I can't leave." And I'm like, "You can. You can? There's the car. You can go."
Is it called Night Cry by chance?
Night Cry? I don't know. I feel like Towers in the name.
I don't know.
It's like ringing in my head, Tower.
SNES.
Oh, God, this is going to bother me.
Scissor Man?
Is it just Scissor
Man? Oh, it's not Night Cry, Ryan. That's from 2016.
I didn't look at the details.
Is it just Scissor Man? It's just a tiny man with a pair of large scissors?
That'd be hilarious if it is. While we're totally not researching at all, I will say the system that got me the most in the game, that got me in the game to begin with the most, was the PS2. I played that a lot until I had some SD card issues.
It would be
there was a Scissor Man in the Clock Tower.
That's
Scissor Man
tower.
Is introduced.
Clock Tower. Introduced.
Clock Tower.
Clock Tower. I was right. Clock and Tower.
There you
I
go.
Got there.
As soon as they were put together, I remembered that's what it was.
Yeah, there you go.
That music, that suspense music, like lives rent-free in my brain.
Yeah, well, that there's a wiki for the soundtrack for that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of it until right now, so.
It's super fun.
It was obscure.
And she ran so slow. This bitch is like, my life is in danger.
Bitch is running slow. Have you played Resident Evil 4?
Time to load the level ahead of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, but I'm going to die.
Speaking
of which, Resident Evil is so good.
Oh, can we talk about House of the Dead? Is it House of the Dead?
I don't know.
From Wii? And because we had the guns for the Wii remotes, like we had the guns that you could load and fire.
Yeah.
And Moira and I, we played House of the Dead just constantly for a while.
Right after Barbie
it,
Horse.
Did you ever see the typing variant of it? I think it was just Typing of the Dead. And it's like one so of those teach you to type games.
It's like
you shoot based on how fast
cartilage.
You can touch type.
Yeah, it's so good. I love that.
Yeah,
shit.
The problem with trying to campaign in House of the Dead with Moira was everybody was a target as far as she was concerned. Didn't matter who you were.
Yeah.
You were a target.
Dead or alive, dead on sight.
But it's first impression. You're off screen. You're probably safer in that game than in the other one.
Not with Moira. Because if you know, some little kid would come running up to ask for help to save
it's
him.
It's his fault. He
and Moira literally
into
would
frame.
Shoot him. Right between the
it's
eyes.
Moira's Rick from The Walking Dead shooting.
Oh, she did. She did the first time we did that playthrough. This little kid comes running out screaming, "Help me, help me, help me." And Moira lined him up and blew his head off.
I did.
I mean, I can't.
And then went and killed the zombies that were chasing him.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fault
and then just
that.
Kept on going.
Right?
Zero remorse.
Because the number of times I've shot Ashley in Resident Evil 4 just because she was pissing me off.
Oh my god, Ashley. Oh.
That's a game that I love that I've never played.
You love it if you never played it.
I've played it for 10 minutes, but
vicariously?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, exactly.
Dead by Dawn or whatever the hell it is.
I mean, that's probably the best way to deal with the escort sections of that game. It's a
honestly.
Great game, but that AI is not
trash.
Good.
You just, like, pick her up and put her in the trash can and go, "You stay here."
You turn around for 3 seconds and she's across the map being carried off by cultists.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, okay. Bye, bitch.
Yeah, but I mean, I think what I like more than anything is zombie video games. Like Resident Evil, Back to Blood, House of the Dead. Because I love zombie movies.
The Last of Us.
I've seen them all. The Last of Us.
I've not really played any zombie games, to be honest.
Really?
I've played the Walking Dead Telltale game.
I've got a ridiculous number of hours into multiplayer Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2, which is really a
good
game.
So good.
I've also played the shitty Walking Dead game with Daryl in it.
Oh.
I meant to try Back for Blood, and then they stopped supporting it before I got around to it.
Say Daryl again, just to watch Moira react.
I bought that for my friend. I bought that shitty Walking Dead game, that exact one, for my friend, because she wouldn't shut
you
up about
apologize.
Daryl. She just wouldn't shut up, but I went, "Take this, and stop bothering me. Happy Hanukkah birthday anniversary. Go!" And what'd she do? She played it and beat it. Like, in under a day, and she was
wow,
like,
I don't
so
think
great.
A lot of people did that.
Right, and I'm like, hell, bitch! Look out!
Yeah.
Leave me alone! I don't want to talk about The Walking Dead!
Hey, I would recommend Back for Blood. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now,
oh my god,
it's
fun.
Test how much Dan likes zombie games with this.
Okay, okay.
Metal Gear
Plants vs. Zombies.
Survival.
No.
Yes.
Does that meet your threshold of good zombie games?
I've never actually played those.
I don't.
So I cannot answer that. I can't answer
it is that. Other shit.
Oh, really? I had House of the Dead for the DS until that went missing. Moira.
I didn't do it.
Not mentioning
if she did
any
it, it
names,
would be replaced
Moira.
By a Rattata.
It would be.
Yes, that's true.
No, my mom took it. Came back from my dad's weekend. Came home and went, "Mom, look, a zombie game." And suddenly it was gone. And I went, "What the fuck?"
Yep.
Jennifer.
Gone. Oh, Jen, where's my fucking video game?
Jen, bitch, hello.
Jen, honey, where's my video game? Yeah. Man. Bring it up. Happy memories. But is anybody got a top 5 video games that they love?
Yes.
That's
okay.
Probably.
Hello.
That's,
yes.
Go more.
I'm not going first.
I'll reiterate my list.
Yeah.
Destiny, Borderlands, Hi-Fi Rush, Pokemon, and then Devil May Cry.
Okay.
Can't
Bill?
See more.
All right.
Can't see this.
Diablo.
Right.
That brings back flashbacks to last night's recording, but no, not the same one.
Thank
Diablo,
God that one hasn't gotten a game.
Football Manager, SnowRunner, I told you I like hardcore Sims.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I'm going to count it all as one game because they all play very similar to Soulsborne games.
Yeah.
And then for 5, I'm going to say the Final Fantasy series.
Cool.
Let's get wrecked, Assassin's Creed. L plus ratio.
Which Diablo?
The ones like that are riddled with microtransactions. They all play this roughly the same. There's upgrades.
Diablo 3?
Diablo 3, they fixed most of those problems. I mean, like, the mobile Diablo that they released.
I was just saying, I got so bored.
Yeah.
So
it's relaxing to just wade through hordes of enemies.
That's fair.
Ryan?
Okay. Well, wrestling games have always been at the forefront of my video gaming. So SmackDown vs. Raw 2007, if I'm choosing one for that type of game. Probably underappreciated that one. This bad boy, Spider-Man PS4. Yeah, I had it as a prop. Love that. Great story. Really fun. Great mechanics. Shit, what else do I like? Power Wash Simulator, of course. Been waiting to mention that.
To plug that one.
Oh, yes, of course. I guess I gotta reference Pokemon again, and I'll say Pokemon X. I'll throw that in there just to cover the Pokemon
games.
That's
fair.
And, shit. I don't really... Oh, you know what? We'll go with another type of game that I would like. And for its example, I will just say Lego Batman.
Okay.
I like the Lego games. Are fantastic.
They are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love Lego games. For a while, I was playing like all of them that weren't like Pirates of the Caribbean or friggin' Harry Potter or something that I didn't enjoy as a franchise.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's go. Monkey Island, obviously. Mm-hmm. Any Monkey Island is so much fun. I love them. I'm gonna throw a little bit of a curveball here. Moira will know this one. Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Fuck. I forgot about Little Big Planet.
That is a fun one, but not good enough to make my top 5.
I love everything about that game.
I love the first two.
But I'm not good enough at platformers for it to really break into the top one.
Oh, I suck at platformers.
You'll notice most of my games were ones that don't require reflexes.
Yeah.
That has Soulsborne games in there.
Yeah.
I maintain that's more patience than reflexes.
Yes. I agree with Bill on that. But yeah,
I wouldn't know.
Planet.
I've never played one.
Okay.
most people who lose at Soulsborne games rush. They think it's like a traditional action game where you just run through and kill guys. And they run into traps because the developers are dicks.
Yeah.
Ghost Recon is another one on my list. I love Ghost Recon. Oh, I haven't
played that in years.
Yeah. I don't know that it's even playable anymore on a PC, but I just loved that game.
They're still making them, but they're getting consistently worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just so much fun. So that's 3. I'm going to throw in Asphalt 8 because I love that driving game. It's just a cheap, it's a free game that you can download off the Play Store. But as far as driving games go, Asphalt 8 is just wicked. It's so much fun. And it's one of those time killers. You go in, you do 4 or 5 races, and then go off and have a life.
Go play Mario Kart.
No. Asphalt 8's way better. Way better. You can start your way through any race. It's just too much fun.
I see we go for the opposite end of the spectrum onto driving games. I threw in SnowRunner, you go for Asphalt 8.
I didn't know what SnowRunner was, so...
Yeah.
It's an off-road trucking simulator with the most realistic mud physics ever put into a game.
Yep.
And you get stuck frequently and get very frustrated. And it takes you like an hour to do anything.
Oh.
And it's incredibly fun.
Yeah.
What's your 5th, Dan?
House of the Dead. I loved House of the Dead for the Wii. I just love that game.
Can't believe a Wii game made it on.
I know, it's weird.
We had good games.
We had some wicked games.
They had
some
a lot of crap that people remember, but there were some good stuff made for the Wii.
Yeah, House of the Dead was just one of those fun games where you just immerse yourself in, you know, surviving a zombie apocalypse. Right? Yeah. It was just silly fun. But yeah, Little Big Planet, I think, needs to be mentioned simply because it was and is still a fantastic game.
It's so fun. Right.
So much fun.
Brilliant.
It was one of the first games to incorporate level design by players, too. Like, Mario Maker and so owes its existence to Little Big Planet.
Yeah. I love the amount of effort they put into it, the imagination involved. Right. I mean, I watched Mario waste hours on that game.
And just, I wasted so many hours in that game.
Right. But yes,
even
that's
the Little Big Planet racing game is pretty good.
It is.
I haven't played it yet. I've never played it.
It's surprisingly good. I only played like one session of it, but I just don't like a lot of racing games, to be fair.
Yeah. I'd like to play that one.
It's like shooting games for me. I don't really get a lot out of them.
Yeah, I mean,
Mario Kart.
Yeah, I didn't mention Overwatch, and that's probably what I play the most lately. But or Back for Blood, because you know they're in my top 10, but not my top 5.
Yeah. You're same like, for me with Destiny. Counter-Strike. It just got knocked out of the top 5 by the new Counter-Strike.
Yeah, if you like Destiny, you'll like Back for Blood. You know,
yeah.
I think. That's my thought.
My friend works on Destiny. I'm so
there
proud
you go.
Of them. Their names are in the credit this time, and I'm like, ah! As a friend!
But any other thoughts before we collapse in on ourselves here?
I beat Lightfall yesterday. That was fun. The new Destiny expansion. And then I gilded my dredge in under 24 hours and I'm tired.
I want to mention the Batman Arkham series because that's brilliant.
Oh,
that
yes.
So good.
Yes.
And also my personal favorite of the bunch is City, but
I like that in Knight. They're like, yo, what
I like
Batman...
Knight as well.
I like that they were like, what if we diseased Batman with Joker disease?
Honestly, my least favorite... Well, I haven't played the Origins at all, so I can't comment
it's
on it, but
not.
My least favorite my least favorite to play is Asylum, the original, even though people love it. I don't find it's as fun as City or Night. I like the open world aspects.
It's the first, so it's cheap.
Yeah, it's kind of like Assassin's Creed 1 in that it's... Which I'm mentioning because I'm currently trying to play through the entire series of Assassin's Creed. But it's much the same as Assassin's Creed 1 in that it's better as a concept than as a game.
Well, it's still a brilliant game, but it's not as polished as they were. But also the combat's still brilliant, so they have great things going
for it. They had the combat down, but there's a lot more backtracking and stuff than there is in the later Arkham games. Because
they
didn't quite have the polish on it yet.
Yeah, and it wasn't like really a full open world experience like the other ones and blah, blah.
No, it was more
Arkham Knight's insane.
A couple of levels off a hub world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any honorable mentions? Anybody?
Okami.
Oh, Okami. Yeah.
Okami's good shit. Good
Mortal
shit.
Kombat.
Right,
I meant to play that one, never have.
It's really good. It's so good. You're just a puppy. Just a bunny. It's great.
That's why I haven't played it.
Yeah, it's not
you
on
die.
DC.
I like the Mortal Kombat series, too. I haven't played any of them in a bit, but Mortal Kombat 9 is probably the one I played the most of when it got relaunched on the PS3.
What was that video game you played, Moira, that had Alice in Wonderland in it?
Oh,
Alice?
Yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah, that was dark and cool.
Apparently there's 3 now. I'll have to try that one sometime because I've beat 1 and 2.
I don't know where it is. They said it released and I cannot find it for the life of me.
Yeah, I just saw it mentioned that it was out and someone was talking about having played it.
I'm like, bitch, where? A link? Anything? I'd love to play.
Yeah, I just remember watching Moira play it a lot. And, like, she would play Corpse Party, stuff like that.
Oh,
but
Corpse Party!
And Undertale.
I forgot about that game.
Drop that out there, too, Undertale, for some people.
Undertale was killed by the hype for me.
I love Undertale.
Yeah, I suppose.
Undertale is great to be.
It hit that level where everyone loved it so much and talked about it incessantly that I felt like I had already experienced it before I ever got around to playing it myself and just no longer had any interest.
I've completely avoided it because of how overhyped it was at the time.
I got really lucky. We didn't have internet, so I didn't get any of the hype, and I just saw a trailer for it, and I went, oh, that looks neat. So I went in completely blind. It was fantastic.
That helps because I find, at least with me, like, once something hits a certain level of hype where absolutely everyone's raving about it, I no longer care because I'm just sick of hearing about it before I ever get to do it.
Yeah,
and
that's entirely fair, too, because there's been a lot of games I've just gone, oh, fuck that, I'm not going to bother.
It's why I've never gotten into Last of Us.
Oh, yeah, okay. Same here, pretty much.
That's the entire reason. Everyone ranted about it, and I basically knew what the story was and heard everyone talking about it constantly. And so by the time it went on sale on Steam, because, of course, they didn't release it for PC until like a year and a half, 2 years after it came out on console. Yeah. I was already sick of hearing about it, and I just never have gotten around to actually trying it.
I got a same situation. I got lucky, and I didn't see any reviews or anything, and I went, oh, that looks neat. I want that.
Yeah.
Now that the show's out, I might actually try it sometime.
The show, I find the show is good, but they did test dirty, and I'm mad about it. Going to give me a strong female character.
But we get extra gay.
No, the gay was in the game, too.
Well, yes, but just more explored.
Yeah, more gay.
Yeah, more gay. They just made it a little more explicit because apparently people wanted to see Ron Swanson have sex.
Okay.
It's actually the guy who played Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can live without that.
That's why I was joking about it, because I was all for the gay storyline. But just not necessarily Ron Swanson. That's not who I was looking for.
I want to drop an honorable mention for the original Civ, pre-PC platform, like pre-Windows.
I'd throw any of them in there.
Yeah, but the original Civ was one of the first computer-oriented game that I played outside of an arcade. It was the first game you could play at home. Right, other than text-based games that I can recall. And it was so much fun. We just played that constantly.
And, of course, it has the bug of Gandhi being a homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Because they wanted Gandhi to be the most... I'm explaining this mostly for Ryan and the occasional viewer that hasn't heard this. But they wanted Gandhi to be super peaceful. So they set his aggressiveness value to the lowest possible setting.
Yeah.
And then made him speed run democracy. Thing is, when you take democracy and Civ, it lowers your aggressiveness. And so with Gandhi, it would tip him over and set it to the max value. So all of a sudden, Gandhi's just launching nukes everywhere.
Yeah, he's basically the new Genghis Khan. Right, he is. But, yeah, Civ in all its incarnations are fantastic. Nope. How's that hair doing? Must be nice.
I kept most of it off. I've got an undercut that goes to it, like, all around. And it's rainbow.
Yay!
Yay!
I guess I'll shout out a few games I've played in like the last 6 months that I like that aren't Power Wash Simulator. So we have, I have three. So Gas Station Simulator, which I've been playing a lot recently.
I was going to say that as a joke.
Grape Crush.
I've been playing it a lot recently. Disney Dreamlight Valley, which I haven't been playing as much as I was, but still really fun. Kind of an Animal Crossing hybrid with some other elements from other games. And, again, which is still in early access too, crazy. And what's the Planet Crafter, which I believe is still in early access. That I haven't played since October, but I was really enjoying it. That's my three.
Nice, Bill.
Oh, shoutouts. God. Trying to pick shoutouts is tough because I got to throw a shout out for XCOM in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That still is a good franchise. Still
haven't played it, even though I got it for free.
Shoutouts for me are tough because I don't think of them until later. Yeah.
That's like me with Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Well, I just, Little Big Planet left a really, really positive impression on me.
I said Borderlands, but I could also say Tales of the Borderlands because that's completely different.
Totally different. Yeah.
It's a completely different style.
Totally
Telltale
different.
Game is about Borderlands.
Yeah, it's great.
Get
a little twink named Reese.
The fact that we've made it through this podcast without Moira ranting about Borderlands is impressive.
I could talk for hours about it, but I'm behaving.
She is behaving.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Most of my honorable mentions have gotten mentioned in this podcast because we've talked about the Pokemon franchise. We've talked about Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
I mentioned Lego games and Lego Batman. Lego games.
Absolutely.
I got to shout out the Star Wars one too, though, because I put so much many hours into that. I 100%ed the complete saga on the PS3, and I think I 100%ed the Clone Wars one. I 100%ed some of the Lego Batmans. So I love those games. The Lego games.
I love them too, but they don't. They're fun for a while, but I find they don't hold my attention the same way some other games do.
No,
I'll play them for like 3 or so sessions, and then I don't really go back to them. I think because they're not real, like they're really fun, but they're kind of lacking in the story. And the other stuff that I tend to go for that's not, I mean, they have a story, but it's, if you've seen the property in question, you pretty much already know what it is.
Oh, I have this problem. I have this problem with video games where I like hyper obsess over like one. For a while, and then fall out of it for a while, and hyper obsessed with another one.
I just remembered a game.
Okay.
Oh God, it's very old.
Tetris.
Okay.
It's a point and click.
Sure.
It's based off a novel where a computer gained sentience and wiped out humanity, but left 4 or 5 people alive, living in eternal torment. Oh,
Portal?
God.
Right, people who watch this podcast, you could say that about them.
The fuck is that game? It's so good, and you're like,
I made myself
like,
laugh at least.
You be a character, and you go through eternal, like their version of hell.
I kind of want to play that now.
It's really good.
Moira's sawing it really well. If only we need to name.
It's so good.
Don't know the game.
It's based off of a short story. It's really good. And like, oh God. And like, there's several different endings and like, you can just die right away. It's so fucking good. The computer can be like, actually, I decided I don't want you to live. And it's like, okay. I'm going to be upset. I'm never going to remember.
I mean, that last bit just sounds like paranoia, but I'm pretty sure they never made a video game of that.
But what?
Oh, now she's digging.
She couldn't tell. Reincarnation?
The human race.
Just in case you guys are wondering, that map.
Oh! They made a game of that?
Yes! Good shit!
I've never heard of this.
It's so good! That's the good shit right there.
I need to look this up now. I love that.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. Your first character you play is a woman who has been raped. And her entire hell is being stuck in an elevator with her rapist. You gotta get out.
I mean, it's based on a book by Harlan Ellison, so.
Yeah.
I love Harlon Ellison.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, his writing's brilliant. He's an ass, but his writing's brilliant.
When I say he's great, I'm talking about his writing.
Yeah.
I love that short story point and click game about computer that killed human race. Got me the game that I needed.
Apparently, it's $6.49 on Steam. And in case anybody wants to,
yes, it is.
Play it.
It is so good. I cannot stress enough that this game is very good. And complicated. I don't think I've beaten it properly. I failed so many times. It's very good.
Cool.
Oh, Ellison actually wrote the script for the game. No wonder it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, game's good. And the voice acting's insane.
Well, I know what I'm doing when I have to take a break from Assassin's Creed.
I'm helping.
Yeah.
Glad I remembered that. Oh, Monster Prom is a good honorary mention. That's a good game.
Oh, Monster Prom, yes. Yeah, yeah. We played that, didn't we?
That
yeah,
sounds like something yeah. Ryan watches on Disney Channel.
It's a competitive dating game.
Yeah, competitive dating game.
Yep.
Yeah, you can die in it. Yeah. Horribly. Like, horribly.
Your interest can kill you. You can kill each other, you know. You're trying to gain points to ask the person you want out. But if you both want to ask out the same person, that's an issue, you know.
Yeah, somebody's going to die.
You can sabotage each other. You can date the narrator, but he kills you. Like, so many. That was very good. Monster Prom is very good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that works.
I'm helping.
She's helping.
Doing it.
On that note, does anybody have any closing thoughts?
I'm sure I'll have like 50 as soon as we hit end podcast.
As soon as we hit podcast, yeah.
I could talk about Borderlands.
My closing thought is any game that we mentioned here, I would recommend. Literally.
Except for Metal Gear Survival, because I mentioned that one expressly because it's shit.
It's so bad.
Oh, but you're supposed to save that for the video games we hate.
Yes, but I just wanted to call out whether or not you were truly obsessed with zombie games. It was a feeling water moment.
That's fair. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We can
that's
talk about fair. The one Borderlands game that I absolutely despise, the new one.
Really?
The new Tiny Tina's? Because I heard that's bad.
No. That one's fantastic. It's the new Tales. Absolutely awful.
I thought you liked it.
No, it's trash.
Okay.
But that one I'll talk about. But I love everything else. I hold everything else in such high regard. It's so good.
But yeah. I
probably mentioned Borderlands in that podcast too, as the series I've probably tried to start the most and never made it anywhere.
You said it was one that you tried, right?
Yes, it was one. Yeah. I tried it like 6 times and beat this, cleared out Skag Gully.
Uh-huh.
Did the stuff around the wind turbines and then never went back to it.
I love one, but like it's just like the music and it's just so calming and it's like, I got shit to do. I'm just going to relax and shoot people. It's just very nice.
Yeah, I do that with Overwatch, though, or Back 4 Blood, right? For Back 4 Blood, it's just, it really is a lot of fun. It's just, we need more updates to it to expand it a lot.
Bad news Dan.
Yeah.
They've canceled support on it.
Yeah.
What happened?
They've stopped supporting it.
Yeah. Overwatch?
Back 4 Blood.
The last DLC was the last. That was it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which is disappointing because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. But it's still good.
Yeah, but they're realizing live services aren't the license to print money they thought they were.
Which is true.
Okay, I have one issue for Back 4 Blood.
They made
Doc, a Chinese woman, I think. I think she's Chinese. Her voice actress doesn't have an accent. Her voice actress is Chinese. They went, but can you have an accent? Can you
So
add
Chris
that?
Pratt?
He's literally
yeah.
And she was like, why? And they're like, we want her to sound authentic. And she's like, I am Chinese. I am authentic.
Yep, it's me,
and it's
Mario.
Funny because a lot of people that learn, like especially people that come from wealthier families that learn English as a second language, don't have much of an accent.
Yeah,
because they have enough money to pay for like accent coaches and stuff. So if she's a doctor, there's a good chance that when she was growing up and learning English, her family had enough money to pay for her to get an accent coach and learn to actually talk like an English person instead of having the Chinese accent. Heavy accents are usually when you learned on your own.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello? What? Just be squinting.
But anyway, folks, unless somebody has something else to say, we're going to close this one off. with, like I said, every game we've mentioned, with, unless we said otherwise.
We need more character collection games. That's what I will say. And Marvel Ultimate Alliance rules.
We need more Hi-Fi Rush. That's such a good game. We need more of that.
But yeah, these are all games we've played that we loved. I'd recommend any of them. Any at all. I would.
Yeah.
No, it's upside down. Hello. This
and
one.
Ryan apparently would recommend Spider-Man.
I would just recommend more of them. Wait, I would recommend those ones.
I'd recommend Little Big Planet.
Yes. For that one that I'm going to throw out there, I would go at SnowRunner.
Ooh. Interesting.
It's so bright.
But as Darren was going into wheel, if it's about time we close this one out. We will see you all next month for the Sharknado podcast, where we will cover the whole franchise, which means I have a lot of shark movie watching to get underway.
I don't know what's happening down there, but it's hilarious.
I opened up the wiki for I Have No Mouth and I Would Scream, and it's so bright.
That's why dark mode exists.
For wiki? Yeah.
Probably not on Wikipedia.
Yeah, this sucks, bro.
Anyways.
Okay.
Well, so we'll see you next month for the Shark Data one, like I was saying. And then the month after that, we'll come back to talk more video games, which we'll talk about the games that we either hate, don't like, or we're disappointed in.
Yeah.
Probably so more dislike and we're disappointed in, because I think if you hate it, you generally don't play it enough to even come back to mind.
Yeah, so from my three very weird peeps and me, the token straight guy, you guys all have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.
That's right. You know your place.